You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with my favorite third-generation car dealer. Larry's in, GM, head guy at Warren Henry Automotive, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're exceptional cars. You know the commercial. I read it 26 times each show because I believe in these guys. Larry, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
It's my absolute pleasure. Now, listen, man, we were talking about some of these hot new Jaguars that are coming out. Tell me a little bit more about the XF, since that's the car I'm getting next round, unless, of course, Infiniti comes out with something that's smoking or something else happens. But, you know, this is the one my wife has me penciled in for. Tell me a little bit more about it.
Well, the Jaguar XF has been around for a little while, so it's been due for a fresh upgrade. This is a totally brand-new aluminum architecture, so the vehicle's lighter, it's faster, it's more fuel-efficient, and it looks absolutely stunning.
Oh.
I'm excited for you to see it, Jim.
Talk dirty to me, Larry. Talk dirty to me. Talk about the engine for a minute. Talk about the engine. Talk about the way that my hair goes when I hit the accelerator.
Well, as of right now, there's going to be a few different variants of V6 available.
Okay.
And a four-cylinder as well.
Okay. Well, so, we'll talk about the V6 because we're all into spending gas on this show.
Yeah, why not?
That's what it's there for.
Really interesting. Quick change of topic. We just started getting our first diesel Range Rovers.
Whoa, let's talk about that for a minute. What's up with that?
That's pretty cool. I mean, you can get 28 miles per gallon now on a full-size Range Rover.
Boo.
Pretty close to 30 on the Sport now with a diesel.
Jeez.
I drove the car the other day. It's not like the diesels that you used to drive where they smell real bad and they make a lot of noise.
Yeah, it doesn't go boom, 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 boom,
never
boom.
Tell the difference, and a ton of torque.
Whoa, so what you're telling me then is that these diesel Range Rovers are great for, I got to just say it, pulling something.
Absolutely.
Whoa, that's great.
Absolutely. Pulling
that's
something,
great.
Going off-road, you name it.
Listen, when are we having our next Range Rover off-road event? I know they're building on the deal that I sold Gables up in Aventura. Are you planning another one of these off-road things? I still, by the way, have my shirt. I love that shirt, Larry.
Well, you know, we'd love to have one sometime soon, but as of right now, there's nothing on the books.
All right. Well, maybe at the end of the Dolphins Super Bowl season, they'll let you go in the parking lot and put a couple of little things in there and go up and down over there.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Yeah,
something we can always look into.
Hey, well, we can always dream about, but I'm telling you, if this ain't the year, it's coming. I'm feeling it. Now the XE is coming in March. Now that's the crossover, or that's the entry level one? Which one is that?
The XE is going to be the entry into the Jaguar brand.
Okay. So what makes that special compared to like the entry level and something else, except that it's a Jaguar? I mean,
First off, you know, the value that the car is going to come with, the equipment that it's coming with standard, as compared to the competitors, it's going to far exceed it. On top of that, Jaguar has just announced that car is going to come with complimentary scheduled maintenance as well.
Whoa.
And that's a really big deal.
Sounds like I got a new car on my horizon for my mom there. That sounds like the perfect thing for my mom, little old lady who likes to drive back and forth to the store. Not too fast, but fast enough. And now the F, so the F Pace, that's what you're calling it?
The F Pace is going to be the SUV, yeah.
Okay, so that's the one that my wife has her eye on, my little wife. You're getting her off the Range Rover and getting her over here to Jaguar now?
Absolutely.
Now,
hopefully.
What's the difference here? What's the big thing here on the Jaguar SUV? Tell me a little bit about what's going to really set that one apart.
Well, you know, it's something brand new, Jim. We've never had anything like this with Jaguar. The car is going to be performance-oriented, and, I mean, I've had the opportunity, fortunately, to see the car in person, and it is gorgeous.
Beautiful.
It is an absolutely stunning SUV. I don't know if you're Googling it right now or what you're doing over there, but if you're not looking at it, you should be.
It is. It's automotive porn, but I don't want you telling people what I look at here for pornography. I got real estate porn. I got automotive porn. But that's about it. I don't really go off the top other than that. I got a beautiful wife, and I love her very much. So the Infiniti now, Q30, QX30, what's with the X? What does that mean?
The X is on the SUV.
Okay.
So whenever we have an X in the name, that means an SUV.
Okay. And, again, so the one that went through the loop that I see on the football games, that's the XF, right?
That's correct.
Oh, now, does that come in a convertible?
That does not come in a convertible. Right now, the only convertible we have available is the Jaguar F-Type.
Now, that smokes too, though, doesn't it? Doesn't that just rocket?
Oh, yeah, that thing's a rocket ship. Remember, you actually drove one of those.
Yes, I know, but I didn't have enough time driving it because Peter grabbed the keys. You know, he always does that to me. He always shorts me on my test drive. He grabs the keys. He goes, Jim, you know, Jim, you know what the car's like. Let me drive it back. And I go, Peter, dude, you drive a loner. And, oh, by the way, not that well.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So what's he denting up these days?
Right now, I think a rental car.
Yeah, good for you. Finally got him off of the corporate thing there. I guess your insurance must have been going crazy. Now, we've talked about Infiniti. We've talked about Jaguar. We talked about the Range Rover diesel line coming in. But I really do want to talk about the new, smaller SUV that the young guy in my office got. It's absolutely beautiful, and I know that he's very conservative from a financial standpoint, and I was amazed that he went for Range Rover, which to me means that's a value car.
Yeah, you know, the Discovery Sport is a very different car than what we've ever had before. It starts at about $38,000. It actually seats seven people.
Whoa, seven people get in there?
Absolutely. There's a third row available on that car. It's the only car in its segment that has a third row available.
Boy.
And, yeah, the packaging on that car is really, really nice. I mean, as far as the setup goes, your ability to the overall utility of the car, I think, is different than anything that we have and really comes out to be a great value.
Well, there you go. I was going to end it up there because I know that the guy is all about value. I know that that's the focus of everything he does. He always wants to come and brag, look what I got and look at the price I got. And when he said he got that, I knew I was going to have to talk to you about how that was as far as being a value play for him. And I just want to go back for just a second. Let's say I bought a new car. It was on order from Land Rover, Range Rover. It came in. I'm working hard. I'm down in Coconut Grove. Can Red Cap deliver my new car to me?
Well, actually, I'd prefer your salesperson delivered your new car to you. But, you know, once he's finished doing that, any of your other needs can be handled by Red Cap.
Okay, and I got to give you a high five because that's exactly what happened on my car, and I forgot about that, is that the young man that sold me the car, I forget his name, wasn't Frank this time.
Did you work with Leo?
I'm not sure. I don't know. But whoever it was top of the line. I know he was on the top of your board that month. He was terrific. And, of course, I worked with Ismet, who made sure that whatever smoke and mirrors he represented actually really did occur. And your F&I guys are terrific. I think I actually read an article or saw a video or some kind of thing about the new F&I, the F&I guy at Land Rover Range Rover, and he talked about the career path. Let's talk about that for a minute. Because somebody can come to work out of high school or out of junior college or dropped out of four-year college. They can go to work for you, and they can make six figures, and they can drive a nice car, and they can have insurance, and beyond that, they can have a future. Isn't that right?
Oh, absolutely. We actually look for people to come in who have no experience in the industry. That's the way that we prefer it. And fortunately, we've had a lot of success with that. Something that now has become really the rule for us instead of the exception. So when we're looking for new people to bring in, for most positions, we're looking for people who have never done it before.
Well, that's absolutely sounds like a great place to start your career. Larry, if somebody's looking to start a career, how do they find you guys? If somebody's looking to buy or lease a car, how do they find you guys?
They could reach us at www.warrenhenryauto.com. Find us on any of the social medias at Warren Henry Auto, or reach us at 305-690-6006.
Hey, Larry, you know, it's our sixth anniversary week. I wanted to thank you personally so much for supporting the show, for allowing us to get our good, positive energy business stuff out there, and for giving you a platform to reach out to the community and express your personality the same way you do in Larry's Rides. I love those videos, man.
Well, hey, Jim, I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show tonight. Congratulations on your sixth year, and looking forward to many more shows.
Oh, Larry, can't wait to share a beer at the Sun Life Stadium as the Dolphins kick booty in a couple of weeks. Larry's in, GM, manager, king bottle washer, the man at Warren Henry Automotive. Thanks, as always, Larry, for being on the show.